Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know, this weekend being Valentine's Day, my top of the news hour and my bottom trending are all going to be about Valentine's Day and various things. I'm going to teach you men how to listen for clues about what your women really want and whether they really want a present. Of course they do, but that's for another time. Today we're talking about being in love and what that does to your body. When you are falling in love, butterflies in your stomach, you get the racing heartbeat. And as an adult, these are your body's subtle cues that you're feeling something different than you had been feeling before. And really, there's hormones and there's things that are really going on. And they say, the experts say, that being in love is kind of like a drug addiction, because there are certain studies that have been conducted at Rutgers that concluded that falling in love is much like the sensation of feeling addicted to drugs, with that release of euphoria and endorphins and, dopamine, oxytocin, adrenaline, vasopressin, all of these kinds of hormones that are released in your brain make you have that same sort of effect as a drug. So whether that's good or not, I don't know. If you have a few too many glasses of wine, makes you a little less inhibited, fearful, anxious, not really. But so does oxytocin, which is the love hormone. So, sometimes if you want to relax with that little glass of wine and you're with somebody that you love, and it's a good way to relax. It's a good way to release those hormones, because these are healthy hormones when you get that way. So different things that happen, your cheeks could flush, your palms could sweat, your hearts could race. You know that that's the stimulation of adrenaline and norepinephrine that leads to that physical sensation of craving and that desire to focus your attention on a specific person. And when your pupils dilate or you feel a little bit nauseous, so that's a little bit of your nervous system, sympathetic branch. It causes your eyes to dilate. There's things that happen. These are physiological responses to that feeling of falling in love. So if you feel that love sickness, and they call it love sickness, a little nausea, a little uneasy, you're not sure what's really going to happen, this is also part of the stress cortisol, stress hormone cortisol, because that cortisol plays havoc with our bodies. But when you have that feeling of anxiousness and anxiety and you're not sure if the person likes you as much as you like them, then that's cortisol. Contracting the blood vessels in your stomach can make you feel a little bit sick. Isn't this interesting information? But it can also give you some superpowers. So the oxytocin release in your system when you fall in love actually increases your tolerance for physical pain. You've seen people have superhuman strength and lift up cars and all of these things that they do. So I find that fascinating, the hormones that are released when you're falling in love or when you're feeling that. Now let's talk in this last minute about some healthy ways to celebrate Valentine's Day. Yes, you knew I'd go there. Of course you did. Because I always talk about healthy ways to do things. So one healthy way is not to overdo your checkbook. I'm telling you, going out to dinner on Valentine's Day is the worst. There's always a prefixed menu. It's always double the price. So cook dinner at home. Find your local grocery store. They're usually offering great specials on lobster tail and filet mignon. You don't need somebody else to cook it. Maybe make a beautiful piece of salmon. Maybe even make the meal together. That's a fun thing to do. Open up a great bottle of red wine and cook the meal together. Put on some music, shut the TV off, turn off your telephones. These are all great ways. You can also get a little creative with your gifts, and we're going to talk more about that besides just flowers and such. But a healthier way is to cook dinner at home. It's healthier for your checkbook, and you probably cook healthier than you will get with the sodium-laden, fat-laden food you get at a restaurant, overpriced. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned for a great show.